CV, thanks for taking some time to talk with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I was just looking on your website and I saw your bio and I was looking through it and you had a really unusual and pretty rough start into your musical career. You're back. You're sort of back after many years of giving up music, it sounds like. I'm just wondering, how has getting back to your music changed your life and enriched your life now?
Oh, I mean, it's like it's like returning home, you know. That's really what it's been like. It's rediscovering, you know, what I liked about myself and, you know, having, you know, kind of sold my soul for a few years, you know, just trying to make a living. And then finally just making up my mind. I mean, it was just, you know, made the decision that I cannot let this go. I mean, I had some friends, you know, that I'd play occasionally, you know, just at a dinner party or something like that. And they just kept bugging me. And I finally said, okay, but this time if I do it, I'm going to do it with both feet. And that's pretty much what it's been like.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of unusual to release your debut, say, CD at this point in my life, but, it's been good. And, I played a lot in, what really helped me was we were living in Arizona, but we moved to California and moved into the Central Coast wine country. And there's 200 wineries there, and they all have various forms of entertainment and concerts and so forth. So for about 4 years, I kind of did the wine country circuit there from Santa Barbara up to Paso Robles. And really kind of realized again what it was that I really wanted to do, and stuck with it, and then moved to Durango about 3 years ago. And since then, I've been hiding out in the woods and writing songs and hooking up with some awesome musicians, and just really, really enjoying it.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your songwriting. Where does the inspiration come now for you for writing music?
Sometimes I'm attracted to a genre. You know, I got turned on to various Americana bands and some contemporary folk and contemporary bluegrass. And since, if you go way back, I was actually born in Texas, but I was raised in California. And so there's a little bit of that Texas boy that creeps in every now and then. So it's a pretty good mix of variety. But every now and then something will just come along and grab me and out of nowhere. And the next thing I know, I've got something that sounds like it might be in a Broadway show. And then when I was visiting in Hawaii, I got turned on to the local reggae scene there. And so I've even written in a kind of I call it cowboy reggae. It sounds like reggae, but it kind of sounds like, oh, wait, that's almost country. And then we do some straight ahead rock.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's just a word on a piece of paper, and then other times it's one of the most powerful things that's happened to me is when I have this really bad habit of reading the news, and sometimes a story will hit me, and most of my songs are kind of narrative stories.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've public radio, there's one song that we do in our first set that is based on a story that I actually heard on NPR, and it just hit me so hard. I walked around with it in my head for a while, and then it just jumped out on the page.
Wow.
And
now you're doing you're doing a show on Saturday here at the Sunflower Theater in Cortez, and that's a benefit for the Pet Sake Humane Society. I'm wondering a little bit about, do you have a connection with that particular Humane Society, or is this just something that you've been passionate about?
It's a passion. We've rescued dogs and cats over the years, and a couple of years ago, I got a went all the way down to I'm forgetting the name of the town now. It'll come back. Farmington. Went down to Farmington, and because we saw a picture of a dog online. And so, in fact, he's laying here on the grass in front of me at the moment, nice. Wondering what it is, why I'm not out walking with him. And that sort of reminded me of some of the things that I wanted to do for the community. And so I started doing benefits for humane societies. And we've got, you know, feeders out to various places that we'd like to do more. And so we partner up with them and try to give people, you know, a good cause plus some good music that they can enjoy, you know, on both levels, whether they're coming just for the music or coming for the cause.
So let's talk a little bit about the show. Are you going to be solo? Are you coming with any supporting musicians with you on Saturday?
Oh, I've got incredible support. Jeroen Van Tine is on violin. And he alternates between violin and electric bass. And he's classically trained. He played with the Boulder Symphony. But he's also played at the Telluride Jazz Festival. But he's a pretty darn good fiddler, too. And so he's kind of opened up a whole new world for me to write in you know, genres that would be kind of difficult if I was just doing solo. And then on the other end of the stage is going to be Brian Ahern, and he is originally from New York, but he spent a lot of time in Chicago. He's done blues, lots of bluegrass. He plays mandolin, banjo, dobro, blues guitar, and he alternates on stand-up acoustic bass. I'm pretty happy about it. Yeah, we did the show last year, and it was just Jeroen and myself, and it went over really well. And I've made some nice friends down there. And plus, for Pet's sake, I mean, we affectionately call them the Crazy Cat Ladies of Cortez, and they have lots of stuff going on. I mean, they help with dogs, but they're doing some really special things with feral cats that can be, you know, an issue in certain areas to help out.
We're looking forward to having you on Saturday, CV. Thanks so much for spending a little time with me here on the air this morning. I appreciate it.
And let everybody know if they want any more information, it's cvwells.com. And that'll give them some samples and so they before they lay their money on the table.
Okay.
See what they might be getting into.
Very good. That's C.V. Wells, folks. He's going to be performing at the Sunflower Theater this Saturday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. And as we've been discussing, that is a benefit for Pet's Sake Humane Society. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.